let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Our guest on today's program, best-selling author Janet McKee, says take everything you've been taught about peak performance and set it aside. You're making it harder than it has to be. You probably believe that you must endure much stress and struggle to achieve success, but Janet says what you were taught in the past has created the blocks that are holding you back. Stress less and succeed more. Janet is a best-selling author, speaker, high-performance consultant coach, and CEO of SantaView. She's one of only 200 elite coaches in the world certified in high performance by the High Performance Institute. As a Fortune 500 corporate executive who almost died from massive burnout and then rose from the ashes, Janet is on a mission to help other people lead a stress-free life, successful life, both professionally and personally. Her new book, Stressless Success, The Surprising Secrets to a Life of Passion, Purpose, and Prosperity, shows you how to allow your life to flow with ease instead of stress. Janet McKee, called a true powerhouse of positive energy and motivation, is our guest on This Week in America. Janet, welcome to the program. It is a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I'm so pleased to be here.
So much to talk about on the program. And let's talk with what was a great success or would appear outwardly to be a great success in your life, working for several Fortune 500 companies. You're out of college. You graduated top of your class in grad school. You're working for Alcoa, Oracle, making like $500,000 a year. To most of us, we'd go, Janet, she turned out okay. She's really successful. That wasn't the case, though, was it?
Well, it depends on how you define success, isn't it? And
yes.
on my new definition, no, I was successful in my career and financially, but it completely destroyed my health from all the stress and pressure that I put on myself. And it's because of that that I landed in the hospital very ill and doctors gave me no hope. But it was the turning point of my life where I had to find solutions. And what proceeded from there was unbelievable. And the discoveries that I've made, I truly feel are incredible. And I'm excited to share those today.
Well, they're life-changing. And the people you have dealt with over the years with everything we're going to talk about in the program today, Stressless Success, it's really changed lives for people. You're faced with this situation. We think you're successful. You're going through all of this. Came close to costing you your life because of what you were going through to be successful. And you sort of followed that pathway that we're all taught, this is what you need to do to be successful. How did you discover these ideas that you were able to implement? Because this is not mainstream thinking.
Exactly. Because mainstream thinking is you must stress and struggle to get to the next level of your life. And what I discovered is the opposite is actually true. When we stress and struggle, we put walls of resistance up that literally block solutions, opportunities, and possibilities from flowing to us. And when we learn to make that shift to elevate and expand our energy, as opposed to restrict and constrict our energy with the stress and struggle, then success that's even greater than you ever could have achieved through stress and struggle literally happens for you.
With us on the program is Janet McKee. Her book is Stressless Success, The Surprising Secrets to a Life of Passion, Purpose, and Prosperity. Book available wherever books are sold. Janet's website is janetmckee.com. We'll have that up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we'll talk about what else is there at the website, a lot of great information. You know, you talk in the book something that makes so much sense, and that's sort of when you feel like you're in the zone. You're off, you're sort of in the flow, things seem effortless. And you think about that time and you're like, boy, if I just captured this and do it all of the time, talk about when we're in the flow like that and how we can capture that so that becomes the new way we operate.
Oh, brilliant question, Rick. Because what happens is when you can capture that kind of a feeling, that energy of being in the flow, then everything happens for you with less effort. And I'm not saying you just sit there and don't do any effort, but when you take action from that place of being in the flow, then more great things flow to you from that energy. And the idea here is to recognize that feeling of being in the flow where you're just having a great day and one good thing after another begins to happen, you are creating that. That's not happening around you so much to you. It's something that's coming from you. And the idea is to recognize that feeling of being in the flow, that open and expanded energy, I like to call it, but then to learn. And this is exactly what I take the readers of Stressless Success through by the hand, learning how to do it. Just like an athlete that, you know, when they score the touchdown, they're in the flow, by the way.
Yes.
When they win, they're in the flow. But they know their sport, right? A professional athlete knows their sport, but they practice every day. A professional musician knows their musical instrument, but they practice every day. This is the same thing that I want to inspire people to consider, being aware of the energy that they're feeling and how they're, what they're giving off, because what you give off is what you get back. But then practice ways to get yourself into that more expanded feeling as opposed to walls of resistant feeling. And when you learn to practice that deliberately, you create a more successful life with ease instead of stress.
And you sort of call that what flipping your own internal switch. You talk about that in the book Stressless Success, and that's pretty much what we can do mentally, isn't it? Where we can maybe get ourselves in that state more often.
Yes, but what I talk about is that too many people speak about and write about, oh, you just need to think positively. You just need a positive mindset. Well, Rick, what I discovered is that's actually not true. Yes, that works. When everything's going great and you're having a fabulous day, you want to ride that momentum of positive thinking and the positive feelings that you get from that great momentum. The problem is that when you're facing a challenge, which we all do, from time to time, and lately we're all facing a lot of challenges.
Yes.
You cannot just force a positive thought. And if you try to force a positive thought about something that you're upset about, you make the situation worse. Because when you try to force a positive thought about something you're fearful about, you literally put more fear into your energy because every thought has two sides of the coin. So you don't want to try to force a positive thought about something you're concerned about. Instead, you want to try little thoughts that talk about climbing the ladder one rung at a time, little by little, with slightly better thoughts that feel better. The key is how the thoughts feel. And if you cannot feel better about that subject, you walk away from the subject for a while and do anything and everything that helps you to feel better, like prayer, meditation, dance and sing, get outside in Mother Nature, walk your dog, do anything that just helps you to uplift and expand how you feel. Then when you go back to that challenging situation, you're going to have clearer thinking and feel more energized. And that's when solutions will flow to you.
In fact, in your book, Stressless Success, chapter 11 is negative thoughts are a positive thing. And I had to read it like two or three times to make sure I was understanding that correctly. And my bifocals were not, messed up here and I needed a new prescription. But negative thoughts are a positive thing. And you talk about that, how we can turn that around.
Exactly. So think about it. So many people talk about, you got to control your mindset. You have to have positive mindset.
Yes, yes.
And negative thoughts are horrible and you need to eliminate them. Well, as soon as you try to wrestle your negative thoughts to the ground, what happens? You're giving them power. You're giving them your energy. You cannot push against something without it getting stronger. You've got to just accept and realize that we're human. Of course, we're going to have a variety of thoughts, some positive, some negative, and it's okay. But those negative thoughts, you'll be aware of them because they feel uncomfortable. And just realize those are, I like to describe, your rumble strips on the side of the road. You're heading down the highway to the life of your dreams and you start to daydream and you veer off the side of the road and you hit those rumble strips and it's like boom, 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 boom. They feel uncomfortable. Well, those rumble strips are a good thing, because they literally protect you and save you from driving off the cliff, correct?
Yes.
Well, your negative thoughts are the same way. They're just like your red flags, your signs on the side of the road saying, hey, wait a minute. You're thinking thoughts that feel uncomfortable. So let them go. Don't fight against them. But now let's nurture better feeling energy, because as you do, greater things and better things are going to happen for you.
In Janet's book, Stressless Success, it destroys all those old worn out ideas that are not working. And you do something unique. The other books don't teach us the science behind what is being generated from our thoughts and our feelings. And you do talk about that, because there is a scientific basis for what you're talking about.
There absolutely is. There is about everything I talk about.
Yes.
And thanks for bringing that up, Rick. That's brilliant. So I'd just speak briefly, because I don't want to get super scientific, but researchers have discovered that everything is energy. Everything, even this computer that we're looking at right now, you think it's a hard surface. It's not. At the subatomic level, everything is fluid. Everything is flowing. What they discovered, though, is far more powerful than that. They discovered that the power of their focus actually was shifting the results of a scientific study. Can you hear the thunder behind me?
Come yes, yes.
So you see that? That's the power of what I'm talking about. So this is so incredible what they discovered. And when we realize the power that's within us by the focus of our thoughts and how those thoughts make us feel, we're literally affecting everything that happens around us. And I believe, Rick, we are just at the tip of the iceberg understanding the power that we have within us. And if people just understand that there is scientific basis behind what I'm sharing, then all I'm asking people to do is to recognize the potential that they have within them and to just begin to play around with this idea and to practice.
It's worked for you and worked for so many people. Stressless Success, The Surprising Secrets to a Life of Passion, Purpose, and Prosperity. Janet McKee, our guest on the program. That's McKee. Your website, janetmckee.com. Book available wherever books are sold. And we'll have a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And talking about energy, generating positive energy, let's go back to some of the items you were talking about before. During this pandemic, and this is good for the pandemic and just in everyday life as we go through and we try to make our way through life, you've got some items that are very important. And these are items that really don't cost anything. It's just awareness of these items. I was not able to get an Ivy League education, but I can drink water and I can get plenty of sleep. Strangely enough, that could make me successful, couldn't it?
Wellness is the foundation
Yes.
of success. And we uncovered that when we researched the world's most accomplished people. They recognize that they've got to be rested and hydrated and eat real food, grown the way Mother Nature intended, move their bodies, breathe fresh air. It's all common sense. But when they do, they realize then they have the clarity and energy to be productive and create success. Even better relationships come when you're rested and well nourished. So it is common sense, but too many people believe the opposite, that they must stay up late, get up early, you know, grab their Danish in
exactly.
the morning,
yes.
and they're not realizing that it's affecting their ability to achieve success. Wellness is the foundation, just like you're building a home on a strong foundation.
You talk about framing goals so that you can visualize their attainment. Talk about that. So many of our goals, we inspire, that's an inspiration for us. It keeps us going, yet we're never able to achieve that. How can we frame those goals to make them attainable?
Goal setting is an entire conversation we could spend 5 hours on, but let me just summarize it. We often say we want to get the promotion to vice president, right? We want the new relationship. That comes from a feeling and an energy of lack. Instead, as I explain in Stressless Success, we're going to do something completely different. And I don't mean to pat myself on the back, but it's absolutely brilliant. You come from a place of imagining and visualizing that goal is already achieved. But here's the thing, and you've heard that before, but what does it feel like? What does it feel like to be the vice president? What does it feel like to have a fabulous relationship? What does it feel like to own that new home? What you're actually going after is the feeling. So instead of focusing on your goal list, I want you to focus on the feeling list and spend time at the feeling place, because when you do that and you imagine and feel what it feels like to have those goals already achieved as if they are, you shift your energy, and again, it's your energy that creates your life.
With us on the program is Janet McKee. She's the author of the book, Stressless Success, The Surprising Secrets to a Life of Passion, Purpose, and Prosperity. Much more to talk about with Janet, and we will after these messages. Welcome back. You're listening to This Week in America. Janet McKee is our guest on the program. Stressless Success, the name of her book. Her website, janetmckee.com. And we'll get all of that again before the end of the program. You were talking about something that is so important, and oftentimes we make things more complicated than we need to be. You talk about wellness. You talk in the book, you mentioned 90% of illness is due to lifestyle choices and stress, not genetics. And when we're going through periods, it's like genetically, this was bound to happen. You know, it runs in my family type of thing. And we really create many of our own problems, don't we?
Stress is a choice. Joy is a choice. Struggle is a choice. Ease is a choice. If everyone listening would please just recognize that I'm not saying it's easy all the time, but it's simple. And when you live with deliberate intent and you begin to make the choices that feel better, even if it's just small, slight little steps up the ladder from fear and anxiety to joy and fulfillment, just little by little. And the more you practice, the easier it will become. So it's very, very simple. It's not always easy, but just like anything that's worthwhile, it takes that awareness and that willingness to practice and to play around with this idea. And I promise you, the more you do, the easier it truly will become.
How long did it take you from the time you're in the hospital and the doctors are not even sure you're ever going to be able to walk again, and talking about medications and the medications possibly could give you cancer, going through all of that where you faced these choices, to where you did some research and you came up with the success areas that we were talking about today, the strategies? How long did it take you to really arrive at, okay, I know the secret now and I can make this happen?
Well, it took me a little while because nobody had the solutions. And
exactly,
I was researching,
yes,
not only with my health challenge, which I did discover the solutions for that took me a few years, but then I ran into walls in my personal life and financially after my husband of 26 years walked out on me and our son in an hour's notice. But that sent me out after a year of depression and anxiety, sent me out around the world to study with world masters in success, achievement, abundance, positivity, high performance. And each one, Rick, helped me a little bit, but I still kept finding myself stuck and frustrated. And it was when I had this discovery that I made literally while I was working with a client who's a CEO of a $250 million company, that discovery happened where I realized it's not about positive thinking. It's about expanded and elevated energy. That discovery took me a year or so to uncover that. But nobody else needs to take that long, because that's why I wrote the book.
I was going to say, thank you. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I literally walk the reader by the hand through these ideas so that it's clear and they can implement them into their lives immediately.
You know, that's what's interesting, because it's like not a lot of ideas and, okay, now I've got these ideas. I've got to sort of piece these together in my life. Janet will take you by the hand and walk you through this process. And here's something that's maybe very basic. This is chapter 4 in the book. A truly rich life is not what you think. Is that the root of a lot of our problems, where we really don't know what a truly rich life is or success is?
What I found, Rick, is when you begin to play around with these ideas of just working on your energy and how you feel, and then you step forward and take action from that better place instead of a place of stress and struggle, you have no idea
what your life can truly become. The things that unfolded in front of me were things I never would have even planned for from my head. They happened for me. It unfolded for me because I was working on my energy. And that's what creates a truly rich life. When you do everything from your head, and the whole entire section of my book is get out of your head and into your energy, then things become apparent to you that you would have never thought of from just your mental state. And they appear into your life. And that's what creates a richer life that you could have never created just from your mindset alone.
A couple of minutes left in the program. At the very end of the book, you say, I said before, now make a wish and then make it happen. But what I want to say now is make a wish and allow it to happen. Make it easy and it will flow. I think that pretty well sums up what you talk about in the book, doesn't it?
Oh, that sure does. Thank you for pulling out that quote.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
That's exactly that's the final secret. You don't need to stress and struggle to make your life happen. And when you do, you block things from happening for you. When you break down that stress and struggle and learn to just work on elevating your energy, amazing things will begin to happen.
Janet McKee is our guest on the program. I mentioned the book, of course, at your website, wherever books are sold. Where's the best place? Where do you recommend they go to get a copy of Stressless Success?
Well, because of everything happening in the world, I decided after hit number one in five categories, I decided to give the book away for free at stresslesssuccess.com. You have the opportunity to get immediate download for free of a 3-day banish burnout plan so you can start applying these principles into your life that day. But also you have the option to order a free paperback copy that I will personally send to you. And otherwise you have the option to get the book on that's for sale, as you said, anywhere. Stresslesssuccess.com. I decided to give it away.
Great. And we'll have all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Time for one more quick one. And I think this is so important here. And I'm not allowing a lot of time, but one of the items you talk about in creating positive energy is listen to your intuition. Talk about that to you when you get to the point where your intuition will actually take you to positive places.
That is a slightly deeper skill that I want everyone to learn to tap into. When you get to a more peaceful, quiet place within you, because you're living from this feeling of expanded energy and a better feeling, you will begin to notice how the voice inside of you will lead you to things, and learn to tap into that. Listen to your inner self, because again, all of the power is within you. You no longer have to rely only on outside influences. The power is within you to guide yourself through your life and to create again. So that's a very, very important and wonderful thing that begins to happen as you do what I explain in Stressless Success.
Well, it's interesting because one part of the book sort of leads to another, and all of a sudden you find yourself going, I'm in the flow more often than I thought it was going to be, and things seem to be going much better, and I'm enjoying life a lot more. The book is Stressless Success, The Surprising Secrets to a Life of Passion, Purpose, and Prosperity by Janet McKee. That's McKee. Book available, as we said, wherever books are sold, Janet's website and stresslesssuccess.com. I can see now why they call you a true powerhouse of positive energy and motivation. Janet, this has been fun. Thank you so much for sharing some time with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. Your interview was fantastic. Your skills are amazing. You're doing great work in the world. Thank you.
You are out there, and this book is going to be helpful to so many people. Stressless Success. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.